Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Numbers chapter 26. And in Numbers 26, we see a census of a new generation. They are about to go into the promised land, and God is going to ask them to number the people so they know who, by the way, is going to enter the promised land and what their numbers are like before entering. And I know sometimes going through lists like this might not be the most interesting thing, but what I would say is this: aren't you glad we have them? I am, because we get a lot of information in this chapter about the people that were existing at this time and that were going to enter the land. And just for historical purposes, I'm so glad that God recorded all of this. We learn a lot through it. Now, what I want to do today, instead of reading the entire chapter, I want to illustrate a few significant things that happened that the author here highlights for us. And I really think the theme is either rebellion or faithfulness. And ultimately, people here are going to be remembered for either their rebellion or their faithfulness. And that's how we're going to be remembered too. And may we remain faithful to God. May we honor God. May we keep our faith in Him, and may we not rebel against Him. The first area that I'd like to bring to our attention is in verse 8 of chapter 26. It says, "The sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. These are the Dathan and Abiram who were called by the congregation, who contended against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah when they contended against the Lord. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up along with Korah when that company died, when the fire devoured 250 men, so that they became a warning. The sons of Korah, however, did not die." Now, we have brought this up several times in our journey through the book of Numbers. But to bring it up again briefly, Dathan and Abiram conspired with Korah and his company, his family, to rebel against Moses. They said, you know what? Hey, we can do what Moses can do. Why are we honoring Moses so much? Well, Moses was God's leader, and God wanted Moses to be honored so he could lead his people. They also led the people to be like, you know what? We should just go back to Egypt. We were getting taken care of better in Egypt, and they're literally rebelling and forgetting about all the things that God had done. And in that section of scripture where this happens, God says, "Separate yourself from them. Separate yourself from Abiram and Dathan, because I'm about to, take them and the sons of Korah." And it appears that the sons of Korah, that is, the younger generation of Korah, they probably separated themselves at that time because they survived. They survived that rebellion and what God did. But all these other people who didn't separate themselves from these people that were conspiring against Moses, they lost their lives. And the author in chapter 26 is trying to illustrate that for us so that we can see the consequences of rebellion. And also, as we'll see in this chapter, the blessings of faithfulness. So may we not be that, and man, there's going to be times in our lives when things are going awry or things are challenging or difficult, and man, remain steadfast in God. Stick with Him. It's going to so be worth it in the end, and it's going to be so worth it even in this life, because falling away from God and rebelling against Him, it leads to destruction now, and it leads to destruction forever. So let's not be like them. And sometimes you got to separate yourself. The sons of Korah, as we know, ended up becoming worship leaders, even though their father's family rebelled and got taken. And, there's an opportunity to separate yourselves from this evil, corrupt world and not live like the world lives, but instead live for God. And it's an important decision to make. So come out of her, come out of this. Listen, we live in the world, but we're not to be of the world. And we need not participate in the rebellion of God that this world is participating in. There is another story in here where it mentions strange fire. And that comes in verse 60. To Aaron were born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Itamar. These were going to be the priests, Aaron's sons. But Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. Now, where that came in is back in Numbers chapter 10, but actually even before that, listen to Leviticus chapter 9. This is an honorable thing that God did, and they're starting to work in the tabernacle here, and it says, then Aaron lifted up his hands towards the people and blessed them, and he stepped down after making the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings. Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting. When they came out and blessed the people, the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Then fire came out from before the Lord. So this was like a miraculous thing that God wanted to do to show his glory. Listen, then the fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the portions of fat on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. So like the glory of God just like miraculously brought a fire forth for this burnt offering. And all the people were like in awe. Can you imagine? You see these animals and then just like God brings fire down and consumes them. And what a way for the people to remember God, to honor God, to revere God, to fear God. And you know, Aaron's sons, now listen to what happens the very next verse, but next chapter, but the next verse, it says, now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took their respective fire pans, and after putting fire in them, placed incense on it and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. And fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they both died before the Lord. And instead of just honoring and revering God for the miracle that he did, it's, I believe they wanted to show themselves powerful. They wanted to have God work through their strange fire so that they would be honored like God was receiving honor. And God's like, listen, this is way too early in the game here of the operation of the tabernacle. And you priests need to submit and serve and honor me. And this is not a show. This is not something for you to get notoriety. And God took them, and he took them as an example for future priests to not do the same thing. Essentially, they rebelled and sought honor for themselves. And, you know, sometimes God did this. God made examples. I mean, kind of like he did to Abiram and Dathan and Korah in their rebellion. And, you know, that would make people learn that's not what to do. That's not how you rebel. And same thing with the priests here. They would have a lot more reverence. Listen, I don't want to be willy-nilly and dishonor God in my role as a priest. And, you know, it gives people a proper fear of God. So these are some examples that are being set before us, you know, because as Moses is writing down Numbers and going over this, you know, all the different peoples, he pauses at certain sections and reiterates these stories to give us a warning. Listen, be faithful. Don't rebel. Don't turn away from God. I just think that's so important, you know. I think that, you know, it's great that we are secure in the Lord. It's great that God is going to bring to completion what he started in us. It's great that we are the elect of God. It's great that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But I also believe, all the scripture, and I believe, you know, God has used stories like this. We went over it in Hebrews chapter 3, linking it to when the people turned from God in a different story in the book of Numbers regarding them complaining about water. And God used that as an example in Hebrews chapter 3 to say, don't fall away. And, you know, I think it's important to realize that in our humanness, if we stop going to church, if we stop reading the Bible, if we stop practicing our faith, all of a sudden we can get entangled up in the world and we could find ourselves in a place where we don't want to be. We could start getting involved in sin, and we could start turning our backs on God. And I'm thankful that God helps me and preserves me and is with me. But I think it's healthy to see these examples of people falling into rebellion to say, you know what? I'm not above that. And I need to manage my faith. I want to make sure that I'm doing my part. God's doing his part, but I want to make sure I'm doing my part to remain steadfast and faithful to God. So I don't, you know, start doing something stupid and rebelling and turning away from him. The last story I'd like to say is really a positive one. And we'll pick it up in Numbers 26, verse 63. I'll read the last three verses. These are those, so we finished, you know, the record here of the census. These are those who were numbered with Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. You know, they're just on the other side of the river, and pretty soon they're going to cross that miraculously and then begin to enter the promised land. And they're finding out, well, who's still alive? Who's still around? But among these, listen, there was not a man of those who were numbered by Moses and Aaron the priest who numbered the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. Do you remember, because of the spies that were sent out, and most of the spies came back and said, oh, the promised land, there are giants. We can't go. Why did we ever even come out of Egypt? We should just go back to Egypt, and, you know, we ate better there. And only two men, Joshua and Caleb, said, no, we can take this land and we need to honor God. And God said that there was like 10 times that the Israelites basically didn't trust him and doubted him. And he said, listen, you're not going in. This generation is not going in, and I'm going to make you wait in the desert for 40 years, because this generation of people is going to die out, and I'm going to bring in the next generation because you guys have proved to be unfaithful. And part of this census is to show God honoring his word that those people died out and that these are all new people except for Caleb and Joshua. So listen again, but among these, there was not a man of those who were numbered by Moses and Aaron, the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai earlier. For the Lord had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness, and not a man was left of them except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. And the chapter ends that way. So we have seen the consequences of rebellion. We saw it with Aaron's sons. We saw it with the sons of Korah. We saw it with, you know, Abiram and those who conspired with the sons of Korah. We've seen it with Israel and the consequences of them rebelling over and over again. But now we see that God is still going to lead the next generation into the promised land. And Caleb and Joshua, who were faithful spies and who trusted God and led the congregation to honor God, they are going to get to enter the promised land. And you know what? May we be those people, huh? May we be those who are faithful to God all the way to the end. Thank you for doing your part. Thank you for taking in God's word and doing it daily. You know, and this is one of the reasons I've been doing this, you guys, for a long time. I've been going through God's word on a daily basis for many, many, many years. And it's blessed me. It's really helped me to stay on track with him. And I mean, I say this only with the Lord's help. I really have not had a wandering in my journey of faith. And I've been following God now for since 1996 is 2024, for 28 years. I'm not saying that every moment my faith was always exactly the same strength, but I never have really had a time of turning away or backsliding. And it's because I believe that I've made it a habit to spend time with God on a regular basis. And because I'm remembering him, I'm not wanting to dishonor him. Lord, help me. I'm not above failure. I'm not above complacency. I don't want to share with you what I share. I don't want to share that in a prideful way. I really genuinely don't. What I'm trying to do is inspire you to say that, you know what? It works. It works to continue to be in the word on a regular basis. It works going through the whole counsel of God's word. And you know what? When I finish this 3 years with y'all, where I've preached through, I don't know exactly what my teaching ministry will look like in, you know, in 2.5 years or less than that when we're done. But I intend to keep reading through the Bible over and over again. May the Lord help me do that, because I believe it's been a key to my life, and I hope it's a blessing to your life as well. Let's not rebel. Let's be people of courage, and let's be people of faith that stick with the Lord forever. Hallelujah, and God bless you all.